The Departed. Location, present day Kutch. Character assumed, Zoya. Setting, Zoya, now 87, caresses the white sands of the Run. There was a time when it was whole, until a bloody red line cut through its expanse and let the soul of her nation be riven to shreds. Zoya remembers, Zoya hurts, Zoya bleeds. The salt burns her wounds, and she bleeds more, until she's as dry as the sands she's caressing. It was hotter than usual that summer of 1947. Even the desert was drier, its vastness more daunting than it had ever been. Conflict had smoked the life out of this once happy, vibrant, diverse whole nation. The recent past had presented India with a whole new concept, communalism, an allegiance to one's own ethnic group rather than to the wider society, an allegiance that condoned committing atrocities. We were sinning, abetting the division of the country into a Hindu India and a Muslim Pakistan. People were dying in the thousands. Muslims blamed the Hindus, Hindus blamed the Muslims. Truth is, both sides killed. Both shot and stabbed and butchered and speared and clubbed. Both tortured, both raped, both sinned. Blood was exchanged for blood, man for man, woman for woman, child for child. The ratio is proportionate to the thirst for revenge. There was no Hinduism in it, nor Islam. There was one creed, vengeance. And it had punctured the very fabric of our nation. Irony pervaded our land like a forest fire. This was a nation celebrated for its diversity. We saw everything and said nothing. Even if we felt strongly about something, there was solace in silence. Hasn't every young idealist been warned? The world changes so rapidly that if you want to get on, you cannot afford to vociferously align yourself with any person or point of view. But most of us had only one point of view: peace. India was at war with herself. No one ever deemed it a civil war, but the battle scars cut deep into her society, fracturing, dividing, subdividing it. But largely, two sundered parts remained: the construction of a wall, the collapse of a tree. It once held everyone together. Ancestral homes were abandoned, homes that had taken hundreds of years to make. Friends were forced to divorce from one another. Relationships formed over centuries, extinguished by blood pouring out of bruises. It was ugly, but it was fact. A fact of life, unfolding right before our phased eyes. India had just cut herself short. Her name wasn't hers anymore. Her land, left of the Indus River, was no longer hers. Her idea of herself was contorted, fissured, deviously destroyed. Her land bled. Her land cried. Her skies bled. Her skies cried. Her people bled. Her people cried. And she could do nothing about it. The divide had happened. Everyone hoped this would soon be over, but the divide would remain, and it would only divide further. Trainloads and truckloads of people were massacred. A lot would be burned here, another lot buried there. Bullets flew about, hitting people without distinction. God, it seems goodness even had become irrelevant. There was no faith. There were no ethics. We stood, parted from, and amongst the departed. It's tragically funny because this disastrous war, and I'm going to name it so because nobody did and everybody should have served to drum into us all, more insistently than ever, the realization that love is better than hate. I was confused and frightened and even sickened by human behavior. And I was by no means alone on that score. We were all troubled, morally and spiritually, physically even. It was as though in every home there had been a death. And if we have kept records of our troubles, why haven't we heard from them? Why don't we want to? Why haven't brothers and sisters who swore their love and friendship to each other kept their promises? When did the collective we become a broken them and us? All I know is, I have this dreadful memory to offer. Someone might learn something from it. She should. It's a beautiful reciprocal arrangement. And it isn't education alone. It's history. It's poetry. Ghastly and ghostly reminders on record that terrorize when called to minds that have memorized, and we hope the future will not trivialize.